Peter Smith presents the very first of a new series focusing on the film and TV industry in the Czech Republic. Over the next few months, Peter will be meeting many of the personalities, whether actors, directors and producers, responsible for making the Czech Republic one of the world's major film locations. In the first Screen Czech, Peter speaks to Matthew Stillman of Stilking Productions about why the industry risks losing many big budget film and TV projects to emerging players such as Romania and Hungary.
Hello, I'm Peter Smith, and you're listening to the very first edition of Screen Czech, the monthly show devoted to film and TV production here in the Czech Republic. And as this is the first show, I'm just wondering if any of you have grabbed the significance of the opening theme? Nope. Well, answers before the end, I promise. Now, in the next few months, we'll really be getting to grips with one of the most influential exports here in the Czech Republic. Not beer, of course, that would be breaking studio regulations for one thing. I'm talking about filmmaking. Closely observed trains, the house on the main street, Collier, and even Amadeus. American money, granted, but a Czech director, Czech crew, and Czech locations. All those films testament to the traditional talent and diversity of the film industry here in the Czech Republic. And over the next few months, I'll be bringing you news about the industry and interviews with the people most closely involved, both Czech and foreign producers coming here to work. There'll be a rundown of all the latest movie news coming up towards the end of the programme, but first, a look at a controversial issue that threatens to derail foreign investment in the movie and TV industry here in the Czech Republic. Tax. Yes, tax. Tax breaks and state cashbacks on expenses are now some of the key elements when it comes to shooting any film or TV project. However, the present cashback incentive scheme on offer to film producers here in the Czech Republic has been described in some quarters as inadequate and even endangering the future of the industry. All a far cry from those heady days after the 1989 Velvet Revolution, when Western filmmakers were queuing up to shoot in the then Czechoslovakia and at Prague's renowned Barrandov Studios. I recently spoke to Matthew Stillman, boss of Stilking Films, and someone who's been involved in the film industry since those post-revolution days. I first asked him what first attracted foreign filmmakers to the country.
The overall message was that you could create more value here. It's cost relative to all the elements that you need to make films or videos or commercials. So it's things like the crew, their skill, their depth, can they do stunts? Are they good? Is there good wardrobe? Are they good ADs? Are they good sound people? All sorts of different things. Was there good studios? Were there physically good places to shoot, locations? Combination of all those factors together. You need a certain amount of infrastructure to make films. Those things together with basic things like hotels or whatever to house people are the essential things that you need to make a film. If you have those things in one place, you can do it anywhere. At the time, there were very skilled crews in UK and US. But here, there was a will and there was a desire and there was an energy, and that combined with the natural advantages and the historical advantages that existed in the Czech film industry meant that through the 90s, the Czech industry was able to grow into one of the top two or three in the world.
But filmmaking is now truly an international industry, and all the studios worldwide are in effect competing with each other. So, incentives are imperative. The Czech Republic does have a 20% cashback scheme in place. Sounds good? Well, not quite. Matthew Stillman again.
There's 20% back, which started about 18 months ago. But the problem with that is there's a limited fund. So this year is $18 million. You can get 20% back, but once the $18 million is exhausted, that's it, which is not a large amount. So that caps the amount of production that can come in. Second problem is that it has to happen on an annual basis. So it's only available, $20 million is only available for 2011. And you have to apply for it, shoot your film, audit your film, and claim the rebate within those 12 months. And almost no films happen across a calendar year. So on two levels, it doesn't really work.
Yes, big productions such as Mission Impossible and the James Bond epic Casino Royale were indeed filmed here, but are future opportunities being squandered?
And actually they've lagged behind what other states have done, because as the Czech Republic became more successful, it reached a situation in 2003-04 when the rest of the world became envious of the situation the Czech Republic had, and they started at that point offering, other states started offering grants and incentives to attract filmmakers, and still, as we sit here today, we're trying to figure out, get money from the state for next year for incentives, a proper regulated program. So the Czech state has fallen quite a long way behind the speed and the dynamism of the industry internationally.
And as Matthew Stillman explains, certain film projects are indeed in danger of being lost.
There's a Henry V that we're trying to do for the BBC. There's a Brad Pitt film for Paramount. There's several, but they're all contingent upon money being available as an incentive, because their other options all have incentive money available. And at the moment, we don't have a clear commitment that there is money available for the end of this year and the beginning of next year from the government. Unless that comes, they'll go to alternate places.
And what with other countries catching up fast, the Czech film industry must learn to be competitive again. And it must learn fast.
5 years ago, Czech Republic did five times more than Hungary. This year, Hungary will do five times more than the Czech Republic. Hungary's providing 25% rebate on the money that's spent there. UK's providing 20%. So everywhere's providing these places, and the Czech Republic is not adequately. And they're providing a program which doesn't function. It can't function, because films are not made in 1 year, and they need to have the security of knowing. The Brad Pitt one wants to start at the end of this year and shoot next year. So does Henry V, the BBC one. They need to know that the incentive is available at the end of this year and next year. Hungary, they know it's there. UK, they know the money's there. Australia, US, all the US states have the money now. So, yeah, we're not competitive, because we're unable to be competitive with the other countries in terms of what they're offering.
Matthew Stillman there of Still King Films. And I should say that I contacted the government about the incentive issue, but they declined to comment. Quickly to film news. Several international TV films and series are currently being shot in the Czech Republic. First up, the shooting of the 10-episode American TV series Missing is underway in Prague and the surroundings until October. The story centres around a mother, played by Ashley Judd, who searches throughout Europe for her missing son. The crew will spend in total more than 90 days shooting in the Czech Republic, along with a few days in Croatia and in Istanbul. Next up, the film Die Kastellanin, or The Castellan. The story of a young woman, Maria, set at the beginning of the 19th century, is being made for the German Sat.1 television station and Austria's ORF, with filmmaking taking place at Krivoklat, Tochnik and Kokosin castles. The production is being arranged by Germany's TV 60 München in cooperation with the Czech Republic's Vilma Film and Barrandov Studios. The 48-hour film project finally comes to Prague on the weekend of October the 21st. Filmmakers from all over the Czech Republic will compete to see just who can make the best short film in only 48 hours. Get a move on. The winning film will go up against films from all around the world. So that's all for Screen Check for this month. But before I go, did you get the music reference? Yes, from the start and the end credits of one of the greatest movies ever made in the Czech Republic, Miloš Forman's Amadeus. So until next time, from me, Peter Smith, keep watching.